The city already has a contract with the San Francisco-based International Engineering Company to audit the camera system. Today's vote in the Board of Estimates will about double the contract to more than $500,000 for URS Corporation. The speed and red light cameras have been shut down for almost a year, and it's not known when they might be turned back on again around city school zones. Serious problems developed under both previous vendors, and the city cut ties with both of them. Most recently, Breckford, which installed new equipment that proved to be only a little better than what was replaced. Many drivers who got $40 tickets could see the cameras were wrong or had incorrect locations. Steve Fremier, WBAL and WBAL.com.